So welcome everyone for this very important series of Chaurashtakam. And today is the part three that we're discussing. Part one was verse number one and two. Part two was verse numbers three and four. And today we're going to discuss five and six of Chaurashtakam prayers. To be very frank, 1 hour is very less to discuss, you know, these wonderful, beautiful verses by Bilwa Mangal Thakur. And when it comes to these verses, these are very deep verses. You know, depending on the realizations of devotees, you know, devotees can go on speaking from Bhagavatam and from other pastimes of the Lord. So one important thing for today is it's Ekadashi, and that too Ekadashi of Purushottam, which comes once in 3 years. And Purushottam Mass is very soon going to end, only 3 days to go. Anyways, Kartik will come after that. We are very, very fortunate like that. Anyways, Kartik will come after, I think it's November 1st. And again, November 1st onwards, we'll start another series of sessions. We'll see, you know, when to finish Prahlad Charita. I think this entire year till December, we'll do Prahlad Charita only, I guess. Anyways, let's start with today's session. So, let's sing the two verses. Verse number 5 and 6.
Dhanam cha manam cha tatendriyani pranam cha ritva mama sarvameva. Palaya se kutra drito dhyachaura Tvam bhakti dam nasi maya nirudha. Palaya se kutra drito dhyachaura Tvam bhakti dam nasi maya nirudha. Chenatse ghoram yama pasha bandham Vinatsi bhimam bhava pasha bandham. Vinatsi sarvasya samasta bandham naivatmano bhakta kritam tu bandham. Gaje prasidam navanita chauram Gopanjana nam cha dukura chauram. Gaje prasidam navanita chauram Gopanjana nam cha dukura chauram. Anika janmarjita papa chauram Chauragraganyam purusham namami. Anika janmarjita papa chauram Chauragraganyam purusham namami.
So Bilwa Mangal Thakur is directly touching on the sensitive points of our life. Let's see that. So he's talking about dhanam cha manam cha tathendriyani pranam charitva mama sarvameva. So dhana is basically money or wealth. In Shastra, wealth or money is called as bhaya pran. So we have something called as anta pran, and there's something called as bhaya pran. Bhaya pran basically means the pran which is there outside. So if someone kills this body or harms this body, the soul might exit the body. But if someone does something with the money, the soul will automatically exit the body. So dhanam is called as bhaya pran. Dhanam, that's external. Then he's talking about indriya. Indriya is about senses. He's talking about the senses and sense gratification. So that is which is connected to this body, gross body. Then he's talking about mana. Mana or honor. So honor is on a subtler platform, on the mind level. So people are very much interested. Puja la pratishtha. That is name, fame, prestige, honor. So that is on the subtler platform. And even more deeper to that is on the soul platform, that is prana, life. And here, Bilwa Mangal Thakur is saying that dhanam cha manam cha tathendriyani pranam charitva mama sarvameva. Oh, chauragra ganya, oh, greatest of the greatest thieves. You have stolen everything. Dhana, you have stolen the things which are external. Indriya, which are connected to this gross body, which are part of this gross body. And then mana on the subtler platform. And now he's talking about life, complete existence, prana. And if anything remains apart from that, that also you have taken. This is what Bilwa Mangal Thakur is saying. But then Bilwa Mangal Thakur is so confident, so very confident. He says, Palaya se kutra dhritobhya chaura, tvam bhakti damnasi. Maya niruddha. He's saying that after stealing all these things, what do you think? You can run away from me. You cannot. Where will you go? You have been tied by the bhakti pasha. You have been tied by the ropes of devotion. So anyways, the ropes of devotion thing we'll discuss tomorrow. And elaborately we'll discuss in Kartik Mas about ropes of love and devotion. So let's try to understand how important this verse is when it comes to us. If you see, we are very much attached to all these things. Dhana, money. Who is not attached to money? Anything happens, to little bit of wealth that we have, little bit of bank savings, gone. The person feels, the person gets into so much of anxiety. Nowadays in this lockdown, when there are a lot of layoffs, so many, many employees are working day and night together, 24/7, the clock. They're working. Why? Or what if, I'll be thrown out of the job? What will happen? So there's a thought process that is going on for many devotees also. Many devotees are also sharing with me that, Prabhu, nowadays a lot of layoffs are happening. What to do? So yes, that security feeling, monetary security. That is one. Another thing is, without money, in this world, people don't respect. This is the other thing, that people think of. If money is not there, then no one in this world will respect. And always people keep thinking about it, that I want to become something. I want some status in the society. I want something. So money is used for two things. One, for sense gratification, to satisfy the indriya. So without money, how can someone do sense gratification? That is one. And second, for the prestige, mana. And all these three, Bilwa Mangal Thakur is talking about. Dhanam, indriya, and manam. And we already said prana, bhaya prana, money is bhaya prana also. Dhanam is bhaya prana also. So if we properly analyze, we are very much attached to dhana, wealth, property, and then we are attached to the sense gratification. What is the problem when it comes to bhakti yoga, especially ISKCON? why we start with 1,000 people and then slowly it reduces, finally 2-3 families will remain. Even when it comes to youth preaching, finally one person will remain. So I remember having 1,000 contacts, and then out of that only one person is remaining now, in our last youth preaching cycle. So in this way, we see that, when the sense gratification is hit, that no sense gratification, no enjoyment, immediately people cannot digest, they leave. Mana, honor. In fact, even in devotee circle, we need status. We want that status. We want that honor. Puja la pratishtha. And we're ready to do anything for that. And prana. Life is very dear to everyone. Everyone, this corona, we all are locked inside just for life, right? And I'm wearing mask and by the way, don't take it wrongly. We have to do all that because this body is very much needed to practice bhakti. Without this body, what bhakti will do, right? In the ghost body, we cannot. So this gross body is needed. So we have to take care of it. No doubt about that. So if we properly analyze, we are very much attached to all this. And we are not ready to give it up in any case for anyone, even for Krishna. We don't want to give it up. We don't want to. Many times people ask, devotees ask, that, Prabhu, these are the things which are there in my life. And I want to become really a great person. What about the status in the society? What should I choose? Should I choose devotion or bhakti? Or should I choose to become or climb the corporate ladder and become some big person? So many questions are there like this. So many questions. You know why? Because we don't understand that when this Chauragra Ganya steals away all this, he gives something really, really very great. This we don't understand. We hold on like small kids holding on toys. Yes. So small kid might be holding on to his old toy and the father might have got the new toy. And the father is telling, give me that. And the child is like, no, I'll not. And he starts crying. As soon as that is pulled by the father, he starts crying without understanding that much greater toy he has got. Similarly, in our case also, we don't understand. We don't understand what we'll get, when we get detached, from all these things. Detachment and surrender, these are the two words which is very difficult to digest. Even after having a lot of medicine, we cannot digest these two words. Why? Because we don't know. We don't know what is the next thing after that we'll get. We don't know that. But when we understand the pastimes of Krishna, then it's very easy. Very easy to analyze that what a devotee will get when a devotee prays that, oh, Chauragra Ganya, take away all this. I don't need it. You know what that devotee gets? Let's see some pastimes. Arjuna's pastime. Let's take Arjuna's pastime. Now, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Arjuna that you go and ask Krishna for his Narayani Sena. I'm sure you might have heard this many times from me itself, in Gita course. But then, there's something deeper which we don't discuss in Gita course. So Arjuna goes to Krishna. Krishna is lying on the bed. Arjuna stands, before that, Duryodhana goes to get Narayani Sena. So he's standing at the near the lotus face of Krishna. And Arjuna comes after that and he stands at the lotus feet of Krishna. And when Krishna opens his eyes, naturally, he sees Arjuna. And then he starts talking with Arjuna. And there's a natural inclination for Arjuna, because they're intimate friends, right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhakto si me sakha cheti. You're my very dear friend and devotee, so I'm giving you this knowledge, he says. So obviously that inclination is there towards Arjuna. So now he looks at Arjuna and he starts talking to him. How are you? How are things going? And things like that. And Duryodhana from behind, I am also there. Oh, okay. Very nice. You have also come. And Krishna greets him also. And then both of them, they say that, we have come here to take your help for the Kurukshetra battle. And then Krishna says, okay, I can help. I have got two entities. One is my Narayani Sena and other is me. Now here, Arjuna was given the first preference or the first chance. This Krishna's trick again. Arjuna was given the first chance that you choose, whichever you want. And Duryodhana with crossed fingers, he's like, don't choose Narayani Sena. Second option was Krishna himself. Krishna said that, either you can choose my Narayani Sena or you can choose me. So if you choose me, I'm anyways not going to fight. I'll just give guidance. I'll not pick up any weapon. He took a vow that day. And I'll not pick up any weapon. And Duryodhana is like, I don't want this useless person. I want Narayani Sena. No, fingers crossed. And Arjuna was given the first option. So Arjuna was asked, you choose what you want. And without any second thought, he said, Krishna, I want you. And Duryodhana was so happy. Man mein laddu phuta. He was so happy. So happy. Oh, finally, my prayers have worked. This person chose this useless guy. Let me take the Narayani Sena. And immediately, Duryodhana, he said, Krishna, it's getting late. You order your ministers. Let your Sena come with me now. And Duryodhana left. When Duryodhana left, at that time, there was a talk that happened between Krishna and Arjuna. And Krishna asked, Yudhishthir sent you here to take my Narayani Sena and not for me. Why did you choose me? And Arjuna, he says, oh Krishna, if you're there with me, tell me, who can defeat me? Who are these Kauravas?
See, Krishna was very clear that I'll not fight. Krishna was very clear. But Arjuna was ready to even lose the war. So Arjuna didn't have duplicit mind thinking, oh, if I choose Narayani Sena, then I'll have more strength. Maybe I'll have, you know, another Akshavani with me. No? So maybe that will help. And anyways, this person will just give guidance. Maybe this will not help. He didn't think all this. He was ready to give up anything and everything for Krishna. Anything and everything. See, there's a high, you know, just let's analyze the situation without considering that Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just imagine, Arjuna is choosing a person who's not going to fight and he is giving up the Narayani Sena to someone else. So, he will surely lose the battle then. Dhana gone, mana gone, yes. And where is the question of sense gratification? Where is the question of royal happiness? And prana also gone. You know, if he dies in the battlefield, prana also gone. Everything is gone. He's ready to give. Dhanam cha manam cha tathendriyani pranam charitva mama sarvam eva. I'm ready, O Krishna, to give up anything for you. I want you. And when this was told, you know, by Arjuna, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhakta Vatsala, he also decided in the heart that you have chosen me, I choose you, and I'll make sure not even a small scratch comes on your body. And on that 18 days of Kurukshetra battle, just imagine the arrows were getting shot from one end to another, and they were like ocean of arrows. Those were coming towards Arjuna. Krishna was taking those arrows on himself. There were drops of blood on Krishna's body. Bhishma is describing this in Bhishma's prayers. He's saying that when you lifted the wheel and when you're moving towards me, at that time, your upper cloth fell down. And then the dust from the hoofs of the horses were there on your face with drops of blood. And you're looking so beautiful. This only a pure devotee can describe and see the beauty like this. Obviously, gopis also describe like that. Where when Krishna returns back from forest, they say, Ghana Rajaswalam Darshayan Mohur Manasinasmaram Veera Yachasi. So then, your hair are very beautifully decorated with dust, and you look so beautiful. Even gopis are saying that. So Bhishma is describing that blood drops were there on the face of Krishna, the body of Krishna, but not even a drop of sweat was there on Arjuna. And forget about a drop of blood, forget about a scratch on his body. This is what a devotee gets when a devotee chooses Krishna. And not this dhanam, pranam, manam. What is all this in front of Krishna? What is all this in front of Krishna? I'll give another example. A very, very nice example. Here we're talking about Chauragra Ganya. So greatest of the greatest thieves, Krishna. So when it comes to stealing in Vrindavan, he would do it hiding. He will not do it openly. He will do nice planning in Brahma Murta time. He will go to those devotees' houses who are chanting and go and steal the butter-like hearts. Yes. So he will do it chupke se. He'll do it hidden. He will not go outright and, he'll do it. And sometimes when he's caught red-handed, so at that time, the person who is catching him will look at that person and just smile. And when Krishna smiles, that person also smiles. And then he leaves Krishna and Krishna runs away from there. So normally in Vraja, whatever stealing Krishna did was in the background. But in one of the incarnations of Krishna, Krishna did it outrightly in front of everyone. Everyone was seeing Krishna. Right. Who was that personality? Which was that incarnation? Vamanadev. Vamanadev. No, dwarf incarnation of the Lord. He came to Krishna. He appeared, and then a lot of celebration was there. A lot of personalities gave various things. Someone gave umbrella, someone gave kamandalu, someone gave the stick, and someone gave the loincloth. Like this, a lot of things were given. And then he starts walking towards Bali Maharaj's sacrifice, the yajna that Bali Maharaj was doing to become Indra. Now, Bali Maharaj is a great devotee. Great devotee. When we say Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Archanam Pada Sevanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. So the personality who is the example for Atma Nivedanam is Bali Maharaj. Complete surrender. Now look at what happened. Vamandev goes to the sacrifice of Bali Maharaj. And there, now, when he goes to Bali Maharaj receives him very nicely, and he's a Brahmana. So since he's a Brahmana, Bali Maharaj received him. And then he gave a promise that whatever you ask, I'll give you. And then Vamandev, he said, I don't want anything. See, I'm a Brahmana. I'm a small Brahmana. Look at my size. I'm a small personality. I just want 3-step land. And whose step? No, my footstep. Not your footstep. My footstep. Only that my footstep which covers, three places. I just want that. That much only. And Bali Maharaj is thinking, Are, this small boy, is not understanding. He's not understanding what to ask. Also, I can give you anything. I can give you beautiful girls in marriage. I can give you the greatest of the greatest kingdom. I can give you lots of wealth. I can give you anything. And Vamandev is saying, no, I just want 3 steps of land. My steps. And Bali Maharaj is like, okay, Baba, theek. Then he took some water in the hand. Bali Maharaj took some water. He took Sankalpa that I will fulfill this promise of this Brahmana who has come. Now, in front of everyone, this greatest of the greatest thief, Vamana, he expands himself to such an extent. With the first foot, he covers the lower planetary systems. With the second foot, he covers the higher planetary systems. And his foot was so huge that his toe touched the covering of the material covering. There was a hole, and from there, Ganga flowed, washing his feet. And then Brahma was holding in Kamandalu. No, I want it. Shiva is holding on his head. That's the greatness of Charanamrita that was coming from the feet of Vamanadev. And then Vamanadev is asking, you cheat? Where should I keep my 3rd feet now? And Bali Maharaj is like, you... Now just imagine, someone comes to you and then he's asking for small thing. And suddenly, he takes away everything. It's like... Bali Maharaj is like, okay, you have covered the lower plant systems, you're covering the higher plant systems. Now, when you're asking where to keep the 3rd foot, okay, keep it on my head. Where will you keep now? There's no other place. You have taken up everything. What remains is only this, my body. What all things Vamandev took? Dhanam. He took dhanam. He took manam. Everyone were there around. And at that time, Vamandev is chastising Bali Maharaj left and right in front of everyone. Vamandev is saying that what sort of person you are? What sort of person you are? You're all your ancestors, Prahlad Maharaj and others who are there, they all fulfilled the vow. And look at you. What sort of person you are? You're not able to fulfill this vow also. And so many great personalities were seeing this, So many great personalities, Bhagavatam says. I have not seen. So when all these great personalities were seeing, all entire kingdom was watching what is going on at that time, this great personality, the great king Bali Maharaj, was chastised left and right by a dwarf. And at that time, Bali Maharaj, he had no option. Manam gone, all respect, prestige, puja, la, pratishta, everything gone. And that too, it was not just chastising. Vamandev tied Bali Maharaj. Can you imagine Kshatriya being tied? What will happen to that Kshatriya? He was tied. He was tied in front of everyone. And Kshatriya, Bali Maharaj, was made helpless in the entire assembly. And Vamandev is chastising left and right. Money gone. Dhanam gone. Manam gone. Where is the question of Indriya and sense gratification? Gone. And finally, when Vamandev asked where to keep this 3rd foot, what Bali Maharaj said? Keep it on my head. I'm ready to offer my life to you. Let's take it. Shukracharya was saying, he said in the start itself, don't do all this. Don't give this personality is Vishnu. This personality is Krishna. And Krishna is Chauragra Ganya. Now Shukracharya knew that he's Chauragra Ganya. But then Bali Maharaj, he's such a great devotee. He said, "Theek hai, Chauragra Ganya has come. Who can stop him from stealing various things that I have?" So at that time, Shukracharya was rejected by Bali Maharaj, and then all these things happened. So in this way, we see that Vamandev took everything from Bali Maharaj. Dhanam cha manam cha tathendriyani pranam charitva mama sarva eva. Everything was taken. Everything was taken away. Oh, Bali Maharaj became a pauper. Akinchana. Nothing was there with Bali Maharaj. And you know, Bali Maharaj, after that, what happened with Bali Maharaj? Only first part we are fearful of all the time. We are fearful. Dhanam cha manam cha tatendriyani. What will happen if everything is taken away? And we don't understand the next part that is there that happened with Bali Maharaj. That's what Bilwa Mangal Thakur is saying. Pranam cha itna mama sarvam eva. What is the next line? Palaya se kutra dhritodhya chaura tvam bhakti damnasi maya niruddha. Bali Maharaj is giving all this to Vaman Dev. And maybe internally he was thinking, you take all these things, it's okay. What I'm going to get is you. And I'm going to tie you nicely with my bhakti pasha. And literally this happened. Literally this happened. Now with the third foot, when it was kept on Bali Maharaj's head, Bali Maharaj was pushed down to Sutal Loka. Another planet, lower planet system, which is like Swarga, Bilva Swarga. And you know what? Where was Vaman Dev now? Vaman Dev stood as a doorkeeper of Bali Maharaj. Why? Because Bali Maharaj gave everything to Krishna. Krishna stood there. Can you imagine Krishna standing as a doorkeeper? Yes. Now, tell me, who can fight against Bali Maharaj? Which king can fight against Bali Maharaj? Bali Maharaj got back everything again. Dhanam cha manam cha tathendriyani pranam charitva mama sarvam eva. Everything was given back to Bali Maharaj. This is the trick of this Chauragra Ganya, and devotees have to understand this trick. If devotees don't understand this trick, then, we have been fooled then. No, we have been fooled. Only thing that every devotee should hanker for is for Krishna. Bas. This dhanam, manam, and indriya, sense gratification, pranam, everything is temporary in this material world. What is permanent? What is permanent here? Everything is temporary. Everything is temporary. Only thing that is permanent is Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's holy name. Anyone who takes shelter of Krishna and Krishna's holy name, that person will be enjoying the greatest of the greatest bliss. Our problem is, we are very much attached to those 10 rupee notes which we have, forgetting that Krishna is that crore rupee check. We forget that. Our crore is very less, and I'm just saying crore too, because we cannot comprehend more than crore. So at least I'm a beggar, so I cannot comprehend more than a crore. So I'm just saying crore. Yes, Krishna is like that great amount. And what we are holding on to is small, small things. Whenever we think of that, what will people think about me, if I live a simple life? What will people think about me, when I'm dressed like a devotee, when I'm doing various things? Hardly matters. Hardly matters. Sometimes devotees ask this question, that why is it that we are not able to pray with in public properly? Why? Because we are such people that we start thinking what this person will think, what that person will think. Let anyone think anything, whatever they want. We are interested in what Krishna is thinking. We are not interested in what others are thinking. And others are mortal beings. They are there for some time. They'll go away after some time. Sometime only. No, not much. Everyone's life is like a water bubble on the surface of water. When it will burst, no one knows. And we keep thinking about this. What will this water bubble think? What will that water bubble think? Every water bubble is going to burst like ourselves. Yes. The only thing that every devotee should aspire is for complete surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Because anyone who surrenders to the lotus feet of Krishna, what will happen? Something that happened with Bali Maharaj. But yes, that phase, where Bali Maharaj was chastised, insulted, where everything was taken away, that phase, if some devotee can just be there, just tolerate and just depend on Krishna, completely depend on Krishna, then yes, that devotee, Bhagavatam is the proof. Bhagavatam is the proof. That devotee will get all this. Surely that devotee will get all this. Right. In fact, Krishna takes away everything. But then, when it comes to giving back, he gives so much. He gives so much. But in this world, people just know that Krishna takes away everything. Because what he gives is in Goloka. No one can see that. In this material world, people cannot see that. Yes. So one important point that all of us have to understand is we should be ready to surrender, give up anything and everything, whatever Krishna desires. And anyways, Krishna doesn't desire much from neophyte devotees like us. only thing that he expects from us is little time. If we can give dedicated time to do devotional service, that's what he expects initially, you know, from devotees. And most of the time, you know, many, many devotees do ask this question, why that faith is not there? Because we don't give quality time to Krishna. That is the problem. We don't give quality time. We squeeze in Krishna somewhere here and there in our daily activities. Dedicated time is needed. He's a dedicated person, huh? Yes. He's a great personality. He's an exclusive personality. If we don't give him time, exclusive time to him, he will also not give exclusive time to us. And then we'll be in trouble completely. That faith only Krishna can give, right? Guru and Krishna can give that faith. And how that faith will come when we give that quality time, you know, in our sadhana. That is very, very important, right? Anyways, we can discuss on this verse, you know, for a long time, but I have to cover the next verse also. So next verse, after analyzing all this and after challenging Krishna, where can you run now? Hey, Chauragra Ganya, greatest of the greatest thief. After taking away dhanam, manam, pranam, and sense gratification, indriya, everything, sarvasva, everything you have taken. Now where can you run? Palaya si kutro dhya ditobhya chaura. Mad bhakti damnasi maya niruddha. Mad bhakti damnasi. I have tied you with my bhakti pasha. Where can you go now? Where can you go? And after that, now after tying Krishna, then he says, next verse. What is the next verse? Chinatsi ghoram yama pasha bandham. So after death, a person will go to hell or a person will enter another body. If no, he's there in the cycle of birth and death. Obviously, hell also is there. Also, we get some body. That's called as yatana sharir. Yatana sharir basically means the body that is given only for suffering. Yatna sharir. So there also a person is given body. Or person remains in this material world, in this material existence. So here, Bilba Mangal Thakur is talking about Chinatsi Goram Yama Pasha Bandham. So this Yama Pasha is very, very terrible. Terrible noose, terrible pasha, terrible rope. Now it is very clearly described in Srimad Bhagavatam that how beautiful the Yamadutas are. Very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Anyone who sees Yamadutas will pass stool and urine on the spot. That's how horrifying their looks are. That's how horrifying their looks are. Anyone who does not practice bhakti, anyone who commits a lot of sins, no, they have to take an appointment with Yamadutas and they have to meet Yamaraj. Very much, very much needed. Very much needed. Because their destination is in the hell. And when Yamadutas come with Yamapasha, no one can cut that noose, that Yamapasha. Very, very strong. Very strong rope. Very strong rope. No one can cut. Not possible. And they just come. They just come and then just put the Yamapasha and he'll pull the soul outside the body, out of the body, and just drag. Very nice description is given in Bhagavatam. They'll drag the soul from the earthly planet down to the hellish planet, the lowest planet in the... So 14 planetary systems are there and lowest. No, that is out 15th, you can say, is the hell. So they'll drag that person, and it is described very nicely that the entire road which is there, is very, very horrifying road, where lots of heat is there, lots of fire is there, and this person is pulled and dragged, and no water is given. He's feeling thirsty, but no water will be given. With that Yamapasha, they'll keep pulling the person. And that person will be asking for various things and they'll just beat him nicely and chastise him and give bad words to him. They're trained for that very nicely. Yes. So this Yamapasha, Krishna cuts like this. He can just cut it. He can just cut it with no time. This Chauragra Ganya can do that. He can cut it. Very nice shloka a long time back I had memorized. What is that? Barjanam bhava bijanam arjanam sukha sampada tarjanam yamadutanam rama rameti garjanam. If anyone chants the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What happens? Rama rameti garjanam. When we chant loudly the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So at that time, barjanam bhava bijanam. This bija, the bhava bija, which is there, the seed of material existence, that is fried. So when the material, when the seeds are fried, it cannot sprout. So it is fried. So there is no question of material existence after this. And then Arjanam Sukha Sampadam, lots of opulence will come. And most importantly, Tarjanam Yamadutanam. Yamadutas cannot come close to that person who chants the holy name of Krishna, who wears Kanthimala, who puts tilak, and who has got Dhoti Kurta. No, I mean the Vaishnava attire. Yamadutas are very much scared after the incident that happened with Ajamil. Ajamil, this, you can imagine, Ajamil committed so much of sin throughout his life. Once this question was asked to, in the college students group, that who is your favorite personality from Bhagavatam? The one student, he raised his hand, he said, Ajamil. The speaker was like, Ajamil? He said, yes. No, maja bhi kiya aur Bhagavatam bhi gaya. Full life he enjoyed with that prostitute. And finally he achieved Krishna also at the end of life. So in the pastime of Ajamil, all these pastimes which we are just taking in glimpse, when we dive deep in those pastimes, we'll get so much of faith in the holy name, so much of faith in Krishna. In this particular pastime, Ajamil committed so many sins throughout his life, and at the end of his life, he says, Narayana. He's about to die and he's calling Narayana. And whom was he calling? Not Narayana, four-handed one. He's got two-handed small boy. He was calling his own son. Narayana was just playing nearby. And since he was so sinful, Yamadutas came. Three Yamadutas came. Narayana. Correct, no? Four Vishnudutas came. So when the Yamadutas came, they had put the Pasha. They had put the Yama Pasha to pull Ajamil towards hell and to burn him there and give him yatana, give him suffering there. And suddenly these these Vishnudutas come and they just cut the noose. And these Yamadutas are like, never ever this has happened in our life. Never. Now who are you all? You look so beautiful. Why are you siding with this personality who is so sinful? And then Vishnudutas is like, no, he's Mahatma. And Yamadutas are like, are Mahatma? Kya bol rahe? What are you saying, Mahatma? And then long discussion happened, and then Vishnudutas challenged them, saying that if you don't go from here, we'll kill you. And seeing the aura of these four Vishnudutas, those three Yamadutas, they just ran. And while going towards Yamraj's abode, they were discussing with themselves, today Yamraj has to answer who is Supreme Personality. We were thinking, he is Supreme Personality? Looks like there's some other rule also that is there in this material world, in this world. You have to go and talk to him. And when they went to Yamraj, when they started talking with Yamraj, at that time, Yamraj also asked this question, who are they? How are they looking? And then when they described the beautiful form of the Vishnudutas, Yamraj was so happy that my disciples or my servants, they have got darshan of Sakshat Vishnudutas. And then Yamraj, then he describes that never ever go close to those people who are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Yamraj there, he says that we don't have any jurisdiction in that place. So don't go to that place. We don't have any right to go to that place out of our jurisdiction area. So this Yama Pasha, now Krishna can just cut. Vishnudutas are cutting. What will Krishna do? Just imagine. When someone accepts Krishna in the heart, all the bandhan is just removed. When Vasudev, when he picked up Krishna in the jail, now there were shackles on his hands, shackles on his legs, shackles on the neck as well. As soon as he picked up Krishna in the hand, at that time, these shackles broke. And then the acharyas comment that nothing is surprising here. Our acharyas are on a different level altogether. Like the shackles are automatically opening when Vasudev picked up Krishna, and our acharyas are saying, nothing great is there in this. What is great in this? So at that time, acharyas are writing, what is so great in this? Anyone who holds Krishna in the heart, that person breaks the cycle of birth and death. that person breaks, you know, all the shackles that is tied up in this material world. Array, what are these iron shackles? These, our acharyas are on a different platform. They think on a different level. This, what is the thing? You know, when someone accepts Krishna in the heart, automatically, all this, we are talking about Yama Pasha. This Yama Pasha cannot touch devotees. Cannot touch devotees. Anyone who holds Krishna in the heart, yes. And the next bondage or next thing that is there is the bondage of the material existence. Bhava Pasha Bandham. This is what is the word that is used here. The dreadful noose of material existence. Now, this dreadful noose of material existence, basically, we are talking about the cycle of birth and death. Now, Krishna can just lift the person. You know, we are like small particles, right? 1/10,000 tip of the hair can lift the person, you know, from there, and then, you know, put it in Golok. Very easily, he can do that. He doesn't do that, but he wants to see that how nicely the devotee will do devotion. And at the and then, you know, when the devotee is literally proving his bhakti, calling out for Krishna. Now, with complete heart and soul calling out for Krishna. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patita mam vishame bhavam buddha kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. This is one of my favorite sloka from Shikshastakam, the fifth verse, which says, O son of Maharaja Ananda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, but yet somehow or the other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. This is the prayer that a devotee is offering. Krishna can do that. He can just pick the devotee and just place it or give him shelter at the lotus feet. Yes. So what is this noose of material existence in front of Krishna? Nothing. The cycle of birth and death, and all these janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, doshanu, darshanam, all these things, nothing for a devotee, because a devotee has accepted Krishna in the heart. And if Krishna desires, no, he can just cut. He can cut Yamapasha. In fact, what to talk about cutting? You know, he doesn't allow the Yamapasha to touch a devotee. And when it comes to, you know, the cycle of birth and death, he can just remove it. He can just remove it like that, without any, without any time. Just remove it immediately. The only thing that is needed is calling out for Krishna. Intensely calling out for Krishna. That please help me. Please help me. I'm stuck here. You know, I'm stuck here in Bhavasagar. You know, if you don't help me, then you know, how can I, a Baddha Jiva like me, break the cycle of birth and death? How is it possible? What is basically missing when it comes to us as devotees is intense prayers. We have to offer intense prayers to Krishna. Provided we understand the intensity, you know, or the high time that is there, that's going on. It's high time. You know, all of us, if you see, the days are just, you know, flying. I would not say ticking or running or just flying. You know, day by day by day, you know, it's just going. Like last Tuesday, you know, I couldn't give class. I was thinking, oh, you know, I have to give next Tuesday. It's such a long duration now. And then suddenly today is Tuesday. How the days are going, it's like... How this lockdown, you know, we started in April and now it's now in October that is going on. Yes. And, you know, in no time, November will start. Kind of Purushottam will end and Kartik will start. Time is ticking, time is flying. We have to understand that and very soon, that water bubble of our life is going to burst. Are we really understanding that we are there in Bhavasagar and anytime? This, you know, we can you know, leave this body anytime. And again, you know, we will be joining or we'll be getting into the cycle of birth and death. Are we realizing that? Are we realizing the intensity of the situation? Are we realizing, you know, how much great trouble is waiting for us, you know, if we leave this body without perfecting our life, without attaining Krishna? Are we realizing this? This is a very, very important realization for all devotees. When we understand the intensity of the situation, intense prayers will come. If we don't understand the intensity of the situation, if we are busy in our life, okay, I've got a good job, I've got a good wife, kids are there, good house, my own house, you know, EMI is also over. You know, things are so nice. And recently I got bonus, recently I got promotion, all that is okay. It is Maya's trick. She's very clever. She's very clever. She knows how Baddha we are and she knows how to make us more Baddha. She'll just cover us very nicely. She'll just cover us. Now, with giving various offers in this world, one offer after another, and then we forget in that. We forget to pray intensely to Krishna. And we don't pray intensely to Krishna, then you know, it's very difficult to attain Krishna. Now, Krishna is that personality. From Bhagavatam, we understand. Till we call out for Krishna intensely, he'll not come. Now, Gajendra was struggling so much with the crocodile for many celestial years, many thousands of celestial years. Krishna didn't come. Only when he was such a great trouble, when he realized the intensity of the problem that he was in. And then when he plucked the lotus flower, and then he started looking up and he started offering prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Yata Eta Chidatmakam Purushaya Adi Bijaya Pareshaya Abhidhimahi. And the prayer goes on. He intensely offered this prayer. And then Fataksi, from nowhere, this personality comes and he kills the crocodile, lifts the elephant. What was he doing till now? Now, throughout and all the pastimes, we see that only when the devotees have offered intense prayers, then this has happened. Bhinnatsi bhimam bhavapasha bandham. Krishna has cut the material existence of that person. He helped that devotee to break the cycle of birth and death. What talk about break the cycle of birth and death? He just lifts the person from the cycle and he puts him in the Goloka Vrindavan. Yes. So this intensity of prayers is very, very important. Every devotee should understand this one important point. Chinatsi sarvasya samasta bandham. He is telling now, cut the Yamapasha. You can cut the material existence. And then he's talking at the low level now. You can also cut the material bondage which we are stuck in. Because we cannot think of Yamapasha because we have not seen Yamadutas as of now. If we had seen Yamadutas, we would have been very serious in bhakti. We have not seen. And then we don't realize how soon we are going to die. So we don't know about these two. But at least one thing we know is material bondage. We are so attached to so many things around. We are stuck. We are badly stuck in this material world. Badly stuck. So when we are badly stuck in this material world, devotees understand this. They know very well that, Prabhu, this is pulling me out. This is pulling me out. Out of bhakti. I'm stuck here at this particular point. What to do, etc., etc. The devotees have this, various questions. And here is the answer. Who can remove? It's only Krishna. Only Krishna can do that. Only he can cut even this material bondage. One very important point, which comes to my mind here is to break or to get rid of the material attachment or to break this material bondage, we need higher taste. We have been discussing this from quite some time now. We have to experience Krishna in our life. Experience of Krishna is very, very, very important in every devotee's life. This is called as Krishna Anubhuti. Krishna, experiencing Krishna in one's own life. That's what Rupa Goswami is saying. Tunde tandavini ratim vitanute tundavali labdhaye karna kroda kadambini ghatayate karna budhe pyaspriham cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim na jano janita kriyadbiramritai krishneti varnadvai. So Rupa Goswami is saying, when this holy name is entering my heart, all my senses become numb. Basically, all my senses go away from sense gratification. Experience of Krishna, when someone experiences the holy name, or when someone experiences the form of Krishna, like last session also I quoted the shloka. Smeram bhangi traya parichitam sachi vistirna drishtim vamshi nyasta dhara kishalaya mujvalam chandrikena govindakhyam haritanumitaha Keshi Tirtho Pakante Ma Prekshishthastava Yadi Sakhe Bandhu Sange Stirangaha. So Rupa Goswami is saying, don't take darshan of Krishna. If you take darshan of Krishna, you lose all the attachment to the material element. This is what he's saying. The point that I'm trying to make here is, if we experience Krishna in our life, if that experience is there, by the way, I'm also struggling to experience Krishna. At least by speaking, I might experience when I'm speaking about it. So when someone experiences Krishna in life, what happens is, all these small, small things in our life, the material bondage which we're talking about, we'll get rid of that. We'll surely get rid of that. And that's what he's talking about. Chinatsi sarvasya samasta bandham. You can remove all this bandham. You can easily remove all this bandham. So in this way, Krishna can remove Yamapasha. Krishna can remove the cycle of person from the cycle of birth and death. He can remove a person from the material attachment. Just imagine. Now, a devotee will be so happy. He'll be so happy when, you know, all these things are done. All these things leave it. At least material attachment, if the devotee is out of, the devotee will be so happy. Then devotee will get that opportunity to all the time be immersed, you know, in Krishna Katha, immersed in Krishna's topics. So in the Tulsi Aarti, you know, the last line we sing. Is that? What is that last line? Dina Krishna Dase Koi, Ye Jena Mora Hoi, Shri Radha Govinda Preme Sada Jena Bhasi. So, you know, he's praying, Dina Krishna Dase Koi, Ye Jena Mora Hoi. This is what is my only desire. This is what I want to do. What? I want to be always immersed. Always immersed in the thoughts of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. I want to just get absorbed in thoughts of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Yes. So that is the state, you know, that a devotee should reach. Always absorbed, completely absorbed. But who in this world, you know, we're so absorbed in so many other things, suddenly we realize, no, I have to think about Krishna. And for pure devotees, they suddenly think, oh, I have to maintain my body also. How much I'm thinking about Krishna. These gopis of Vrindavan, they would do yoga. They would sit and do yoga. When Uddhava came, so he found gopis doing yoga. And Uddhava was like, why are you doing yoga? In this world, you know, people do yoga to remember Krishna. And their gopis were doing yoga. And Uddhava was like, oh, I'm sure these people are doing yoga to remember Krishna. And they, you know, he went and he said, why are you doing this? This is not needed. They say that, no, we have to do it. We are not able to forget Krishna. So they wanted to forget Krishna. So they were doing that yoga. And that's an incident that is given. So the point that is now we are trying to make here is that stage we have to reach, and that is surely possible if Chauragra Kanya does something in our life. But then Bilvamangal Thakur says, hey, you can cut Yamapasha, you can cut material existence, you can cut material bondage, but one thing which you cannot cut is Bhakti Pasha. He says, you cannot cut what? Bhakti Pasha, the ropes of love and devotion, which a devotee ties the Lord within his own heart. You see the case of Damodar Leela. We'll discuss Damodar Leela elaborately in Kartik Mass. So in Damodar Leela, you see, you know, Mother Yashoda tied Krishna, you know, very nicely she tied Krishna with love and devotion. And then it was appearing as rope externally. So there, no one could do anything to that rope. Krishna's first expansion is Balram. Balram came there. Who is Balram? He's Ananta Shesh, who holds the entire universe. All the universes on his hoods. The great serpent. Very, very powerful personality. When he came there, he started shouting, who has tied Krishna? Who is this? Who is that? He just kept shouting. He couldn't touch the rope. Forget about untying the rope. He couldn't touch the rope. He was just shouting. He was jumping from one place to another. Shouting, who did this? Who did this? Who did this? Even that great personality like Ananta Shesh, that great personality who is the first expansion of Krishna, Balaram, even he cannot do anything to that Bhakti Pasha, you know, what is tied to Krishna. And then you look at that pastime, you know, that rope is there still. And then Krishna, you know, with the rope and with the gudan grinding motor, he's just moving. He started crawling. And when he started crawling and then he went between the two trees and then, you know, the wooden grinding motor got stuck in between the two trees and he pulled a little and the trees fell down. Now, you just imagine here, if this personality has got so much of strength, now when he was standing there, he could have just untied it. Right? What is the problem? He could have just, you know, and the ropes could have easily, you know, maybe broken. Yamapasha, material resistance and material bondage. So this also he could have broken. He couldn't do anything. In fact, you know, even if the thought came to Krishna, Krishna was very fearful. If I untie this, maybe my mother will tie me completely from top to bottom. So better I don't touch this rope. Very, very deadly rope this is. I cannot touch. I cannot do anything. I cannot untie myself. And only when Nanda Maharaj came, another devotee on the level of Yashoda, only he dared to open that. And then he opened and then he, you know, picked up Krishna. This is the thing, that when a devotee ties Krishna in the heart, Krishna cannot cut that noose. What a level this is. What a level this is. When will that day come in our life? We are so busy tying so many things in our heart. We have tied our job. We have tied our, you know, so-called near and dear ones who will leave us very soon. We have tied the prestige and social status of the society. We have tied, you know, various aspects, you know, which we are very much attached to. We have tied all that in our heart. And we don't have time to tie Krishna because we're busy tying various things in our heart, all these material things. That day has to come in devotee's life, you know, where we tie Krishna in our heart. Yes. And that will come when we are practicing bhakti, giving quality time to Krishna. When we give quality time to Krishna, we'll be able to experience Krishna. When we experience Krishna, we'll be absorbed in bhakti all the time. When we are absorbed in bhakti all the time, we tie Krishna in our heart. Simple. This is what is the sutra that is given in Bhagavatam throughout various pastimes. This is what we are missing in our life. It all starts with quality time. Are we giving quality time in our sadhana or not? This is the question. Are we sitting and chanting nicely? Are we reading Bhagavatam with complete focus? Are we standing in the aarti with complete focus? Are we doing various services that is assigned to us with complete focus or not? This is the question. Right? So in this way, we see that this great personality, Bilwa Mangal Thakur is challenging Krishna. TK, you might be great, but not in front of me. And in the next two shlokas, he's going to elaborate it even more, even in great detail. He's going to elaborate it. And he's going to tell Krishna that you cannot do anything. You cannot do anything. You are being caught up. You are there in the prison house of my heart. Let's see these two verses tomorrow. And let's try to understand that how can we also do this in our life. So with this, I would like to pause, you know, today's discussion. And I pray to all of you all that I seek your blessings and your prayers. I might speak big things in the classes. You know, whatever I hear from my spiritual masters. But then I myself have not realized all this. I really want to realize all this. I have a sincere desire to attain Krishna. You know, when all of you all, when you pray on this auspicious day of Ekadashi, Purushottam Masa Ekadashi for me, I think, you know, Krishna will glance at me and saying, okay, this bald person is doing something. I should shower blessings to him also. So please pray for me. I beg at your feet. You know, your prayers are very much needed. And also, today is my mother's birthday, so I request all of you all that please pray for her, you know, so that she also becomes a nice devotee and she also attains Krishna this very lifetime. Thank you very much. So let's end our discussion for today.